this is Douglas from Tagabow, and you're listening to WMUCFM College Park.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, this is Sydney.
And I'm Chloe, and you're listening to WMUC Digital College Park.
Sonic Bloom.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Did she say 80 minutes of sleep? I wasn't really paying attention, but it sounded like she was encouraging everybody to only have 80 minutes of sleep. Don't do that. Don't listen to that girl. Well, do if she was saying something important, but I wasn't really paying attention. Don't listen to her if she said, get 80
Don't you
minutes.
Organize these PSAs?
Chloe asked if I organize these PSAs because I work as the comms director here at WMUC. No, I do not. Not comms director, sorry. Community outreach, that's my bad. Stolen valor there. No, I, like, should, but it's only, like, if asked. But anyways, so today is our last episode of the year. This is our first year of Sonic Bloom, and this is our last episode of the year. So 25-26 has been really good to us.
Yeah, it's like been a momentous year, and this is the most momentous episode of the year, I think, because I think the first episode, you know, like, oh, big deal, yay, but we didn't really know what we were doing, and there isn't many memories to, like, recollect on. But this is, you know, it's a collection of what we've been working on this whole time.
Yeah, it's a little goodbye. It's a little, ribbon around the present, if you will. Just kind of tying it all up in a bow, as they say. With just some songs that we really find important and I feel like have really gotten the vibe and have gotten the message for what we're doing here, if that makes sense.
Well, also, our whole thing is that the songs spell out Sonic Bloom. And we also tried to keep the theme of songs that remind us of each other or about friendship.
And just like about the show in general and what it's done
like
for us this past year. Yeah.
So. Sydney did Sonic, I did Bloom.
Yeah. So like the first like what is it, 5 songs are mine and the last 5 are hers. Oh, yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
And then when we probably will have some extra time at the end, we're just going to play whatever we want.
Yeah, you know, just kind of talk to you guys. And yeah, have a little be a little personal goodbye from us to our listeners. So starting off today, we have Secrets by Chokecherry and On God by James K. The reason I chose these two songs, specifically Secrets, I chose because I don't know if Chloe's ever heard of it before. She may have. She said no. I chose it because I felt like she would really like it. So I was like, could be cute, you know, put her on and then maybe put you guys on. Chokecherry is just a really cool band. They're like super new, and I think it's an all-girl band, which is really cool, and it just kind of encapsulates everything that we're trying to do with this show. They also are basically exclusively shoegaze, which is again really hard to find.
So this is, yeah, Chokecherry is basically everything that we wanted to put on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's literally everything that we wanted to give to you guys is, or find for you guys, which is, like, all-girl shoegaze bands, because that's literally, like, just so freaking hard to find.
And up-and-coming is important as
yes,
well.
Yes, up-and-coming
is very
important.
To give visibility to people who are actively playing and trying to get into the scene.
Exactly. So if you like the song, definitely check out Chokecherry, because they need some love. And then On God by James K., because I put this song in one of our, like, really important episodes. I believe it was the breakup episode, but I'm not 100%.
It was a little earlier than that.
I think it was a little earlier than that. But every time I listen to the song, it makes me think of the show and just playing it for you guys, which is really nice. And also, James K. is so interesting because when I listened to the song for the first time, I had not known James K., and I was like, crap, I love this song, but it's by a really girly man. Because of the name. Because I'm stupid. So I just laugh at myself every time I see that. So anyways, I'm talking too much. This is Secrets by Chokecherry and On God by James Kim.
Thank you.
sounding so good.
I'm pretty sure you guys can hear the people that play next door, so just listen to her go off.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. It's so good.
It's really
They're
good,
They're doing, like,
yeah.
jazz music with singing. It's so cool. Just before I go on our next songs, let me just ask, what do we think about the Met Gala? What do we think about the Met Gala? Because
you guys are about to be subjected to what I was subjected to for the past couple months.
Okay, I'll make it a one-minute speech. But basically, my thoughts are, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't look at their outfits and I don't judge them, but I think that it's just so disgusting how we all somehow, some way, find a way to get every millionaire in the freaking country into one room, and they spend probably millions of dollars on their outfits. The, you know, the venue spends millions of dollars on, like, decoration, on food, all this stuff. We spend millions, probably $1 billion on this one event, and yet we all walk out of it, or they all walk out of it, having not changed a single life, you know? And everyone has the opportunity, and everyone there has the opportunity to, you know, there are people dying around them, and they finally have a microphone where everyone's looking straight at them, the Met Gala, judging their outfits, and every paparazzi member is there, and everyone ever is there, and everyone ever can see them and judge their outfit, and they don't take a second to acknowledge that or make any sort of a difference, and instead they take that opportunity to say, hey, look at me, I look cool tonight. Like, bruh, freaking spend your money on, like, saving a life, please. Like, we're killing so many people in Cuba, and, like, freaking people are getting kidnapped and deported, like, for no reason. Like, bruh, use your time and your money towards something important, and let's all use our time and attention towards something a lot more important than all these rich people putting on some outfits. It's like the freaking, like, you know, French Revolution. Where, like, all the, like, really fancy people spent their money and everyone else was dying. Not that I know much about the French Revolution. I know that's a controversial statement, but...
Yeah, and, I mean, I think it was the morning after the Met Gala when Marco Rubio said that there was no longer hostility between the Lebanese and the Israeli government and that they were going to stop their claim to the southern Lebanese land. I don't think that's true, and I don't think they've actually stopped their pursuit. But that news... Did you know about that news?
No, I did not. You know what I was probably doing? I was probably having my fat lard ass in my bed saying, oh, wow, Charlie XCX looks kind of ugly.
And honestly, this is the first year that I haven't seen anything from the Met Gala. I've been, like, too busy, I guess. But this, yeah, I usually scroll through and I look at the outfits and I said, but I didn't even realize it was happening until it was actively happening.
Yeah.
So.
I just think, how do we have so many rich people in one room and we can't get a single donation towards anything? I bet if every person there spent $1 towards fundraising something important, then that, you know, fundraiser would probably have $1 million. Because there's so many people there. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
did that make sense?
No, but okay. I think that there is a lot. I think those people do donate a lot. I think a lot of them do a lot of virtual signaling and participate in social activities for the sake of the social aspect of them. And wow!
Whoa!
Did you guys
it.
Hear that? That was amazing.
Who the hell is next to us right now? Oh my god! I'm literally, like, popping over next, like, when the show ends.
Yeah. Wow. That's kind of amazing what they're doing.
Okay. Wow. Should we? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Next song is "New Something" by Camera Shy, and "I Get Better Every Day" by Computer Wife. "New Something" I chose because I couldn't find a song that started with N, and "I Get Better Every Day" by Computer Wife I chose because they're so good, and we love Computer Wife,
yes.
And we started this because of Computer Wife, so
yeah,
we owe it all to her.
We have two Computer Wife songs tonight because
you can't
she's
escape her.
Important to us.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. They're so good.
Really
okay.
Good, yeah.
"New Something" and "I Get Better Every Day."
Thank you.
Hello. Anyways. So that was New Something by Camera Shy and I Get Better Every Day by Computer Wife. So we do want to give a little disclaimer. We researched it more, and Matt Kelly is an art fundraiser.
We did not research someone texting.
Yeah, my Chloe. however, it's still run by really shitty people.
Yeah, and I say that, like I said before, these people probably donate a lot of money to different charities, but that would count as virtue signaling because I don't think that they actually make enough of a difference. And having the attention be on an event like this versus something that is of significance.
Also, what is it
during
even,
this time?
What
is,
does it even fundraise?
It's just art, I guess.
Raise money for. It says
probably the Met.
Oh, so the department's annual exhibitions. So never freaking mind. I take everything I just said back because what?
I feel like the theme of their outfits is the theme of the exhibition.
Are we capital improvements?
It's the Met.
For the Met? Are you serious? Bruh.
I do think that money spent on the Met could be spent something where.
100%. Sorry, you already have paintings. What else do you need? I'm sorry. I'm a freaking art history major, and I love museums, and I think at this point...
It's just like a preposterous amount of money that is being put
into
it. Yes,
I think if you're giving visibility to, like, unknown artists or up-and-coming artists, and that's what you're using your money for, that's a good cause to some degree. Maybe not a billion-dollar event degree, but it's something. And then
it's
maybe
more of a social event. The fact that you didn't know what it was fundraising for...
That's what I'm saying.
It's exactly the point that we're trying to make. And it's not actually about the effort or, like, the what it's actually contributing to.
I'm low-key, like, disgusted. Like, how are we getting all these millionaires to spend money on a museum, yet we can't get them to spend money on saving lives, feeding people, caring about the environment, saving animals? Are you for real? I bet they don't even go to the damn museum. I bet they don't even
go
to the museum.
Well, it's in the museum.
Well, I know, but,
like,
I bet other than that, I don't think that they really actually care about the arts. Like, bruh, kill yourself.
Do you guys want to hear the review I've been writing about my stats professor? It's really short, just real quick. She sends literally 1 billion assignments per week, and everything counts for her grade. She's under the illusion of her own creation that she is beyond reasonable as a professor. This is false. Do not be fooled. She moves unreasonably fast during lecture as well. This is just what it's
who's
I've
it
just
for?
Been, like, my stats professor.
No, but say who it is.
Oh, what?
Warn them.
Warn of the people.
Yes.
Where she's listening.
Babe, it's already not anonymous. You just said
Tracy Tomlinson.
Watch
well,
out.
It's like 100%. Like, it's over 100 people in the lecture hall, so she wouldn't know who I am.
True.
Like, I don't think she.
Anyways, so Collector by Dafo. Obviously, this is the song. We played it every semester, probably multiple times. Such a good song. We literally started the show out off of Computer Wife and this song, so I had to pay homage.
Yes. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. Like, imagine me every year of high school listening to the song and reaping different meaning from it.
Yes, exactly. And I love the lyricism. It's freaking insane. Please give it a listen. I have never related to a song more. It's so good. And then we have, that's the end of Sonic. And then we have Blue Beard by Cocteau Twins.
Bee of Bloom? Yes. And I thought that we needed to have a Cocteau Twins song in here because I think the influence that they have on the genre is something
incredibly significant.
Incredibly significant, and something that I think we've grown to really appreciate as we've been making this show.
And hopefully you guys also have grown to appreciate.
So
Collect by Dafo and Bluebeard by Cocteau Twins.
I'm a hoarder. the story I should keep private. I know I'm a lot, wish I could stay quiet. But I'm just trying to let go. I think it helps me to expose the shame collection.
That was Collector by Dafo and Bluebeard by Cocteau Twins. I wonder, like, what Bluebeard, like, why they call it that.
I wonder what why they call anything anything. Why is Seiko Buff Seiko Buff? Why is, like, no, I think that in a couple of their, like, on Cherry Color Funk, they have, like, names in their songs. But, yeah, I mean,
it's
Cocteau
probably
Twins
like
are
that
just
Shakespeare
saying, so.
Saying that's, like, what is it? He says, okay, this is going to be so incredibly wrong, so quote me on this and then make fun of me later.
Okay.
Why is a rose called a rose when it doesn't have a name, it still smells so sweet? Or something like that.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
See, it was just that wrong. Hold on. I'm a big Shakespeare fan. Says everyone ever. Like, gosh, what am I? Original?
No, ever heard of Bard?
Rose Shakespeare quote. My mom says don't look stuff on up on the show, but, like, there's, like, five people listening. What... What's in a name that which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet? So he's, like, basically saying, like, rose is the perfect name for the word rose or something like that. So, anyways, I don't even know.
Whoa.
Me when I try to sound academic and I just sound stupid. Leave Me Be by Computer Wife and Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine are up next, the L and the O of Bloom. Please speak on this, Chloe. Thank you.
Yes. So Leave Me Be is both the most popular Computer Wife song and my favorite. And I think this EP is kind of perfection. I think in her album, she strays from this wall of sound experimental electronic and more into something that's grounded in not generic sounds, but something that's more like widely acceptable, I guess. I think that Leave Me Be has some of that wall of sound mm-hmm. thing as well, which I just love it so much. And Only Shallow, I couldn't find Loveless.
Yeah, so, where the freak
is
Loveless? I'm serious.
So I was very confused and I was looking for it because I'm like, oh, it's the perfect O song. Hello. Where? Like, I
no,
had to find... I found it on...
This is an issue.
Yeah.
This is an issue because I've tried to put them in the show like a billion years ago. It's the most freaking famous... My Bloody Valentine song in the world, yet at this point, if I had a baby right now, it would live its entire life never having heard it if it had an Apple Music subscription.
Yeah, it's but they have it on this, I think it's like a some kind of
they're
remaster
playing, they're playing Tears for Fears.
Everybody
wants
to rule the world.
They
are.
We have this jazz
week.
Band that's freaking phenomenal playing Everybody Wants to Rule the World right next to us right now. They're freaking amazing. I have to figure out who this is. It's students here at UMD. If you are...
We'll go find them.
I literally will be finding them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
God. I, like, have been turning down our music to listen to them. Anyways, yeah, Leave Me Be and Only Shallow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. we have more documented evidence of it existing, and we know more about it.
You're on air.
Yeah, I don't care.
We were just talking about the Roman Empire versus Mesopotamia.
Like, oh, why do we care more about the Roman Empire? Because we know more about it.
I just feel like Mesopotamia is, like, infinitely more impressive for the timing of it. You know what I mean? And, like, the lack of innovation and what they made with what they had.
People care about Mesopotamia. You just have to do more research, and most people don't do a lot of research when they're talking about things.
I knew about the Roman Empire when I was like in fifth grade, and I found out about Mesopotamia when like I was maybe in like 10th. It's like,
you found about a Mesopotamia in 10th grade?
Yes.
I think that's just public school system stuff.
Yes. Why? Yeah. Mesopotamia is fascinating as hell.
Again, there's just like less documented evidence, so it's harder to teach small kids.
Well, let's
about
start documenting the evidence.
That's not how that works. You can't make it up now.
Why not?
I don't know.
Start digging, y'all.
Yeah, but yes, Lebanon was in the Roman Empire. That's how this conversation started. But there, all the entire country is covered in Roman.
Yeah, because I know that like Germany was like a like an, I just did a project on how it was like. A lot of it was a trading post for the Roman Empire, and that's why like
everywhere
a lot of cities were invented for
North
the
Africa
Roman
was a part of the Roman Empire. Parts of North Africa.
North Africa was a part of a lot of things.
I'm just putting it to scale.
No, I'm not devaluing what you just said. I'm just saying like that this is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways. One more last one by Wednesday. Oh, you should have made that the last one. Oh, you couldn't have because it was oh.
Come on.
And then Melon Yellow by Slow Dive.
Yes. So one more last one. I thought that the name was really fitting and it fit into our bloom. And Melon Yellow is a very sweet love song. And I think that
fit
love...
into our bloom. That's what she said.
It fit into our bloom. Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yes. And I just think it's a very sweet song. And I think love doesn't have to be romantic. So this is our love. Song for our love. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a very good closing.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so yeah, one more last one in Melon Yellow, and I believe that'll close us out.
Yeah, we timed it very well.
We timed it very well. Should we just say goodnight now?
I guess so, guys.
Guys, goodnight. Thank you so much for an amazing year, and we will see you next semester.
Okay.
Or you will hear us next semester, and we won't see you.
No, we won't see any of you
That
ever.
Would be really scary if we did. We might.
Yeah, I think
we just
I like
know.
It though. If they're
just
like
just
streaming, you know.
Imagine radio people like, oh no, my God, that would be sick.
What?
If like
there's
we could
live
see
radio
them?
Shows wow. as well. Like there's like NPR shows where there's like
wow.
people there.
This is a conversation we will be having this summer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're the new NPR.
Okay. One more last one by Wednesday and Melon Yellow by Slow Dive. Good night, guys. Love you.